Good day, and welcome to the Shandagold Ltd. Investor Update Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Eric Thorne. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Thanks for dialing into today's Q3 2020 production and operations report for Shandagold. Joining me on the call today is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. The presentation I'll refer to today is on our website, and we will begin to go through the slides with commentary. Let's kick off on slide 3 of the presentation. I was in Tanzania and Kenya the first half of October, and I can report operations are steady and we're managing very well in the face of coronavirus. There have been no operational interruptions. The community is engaged and government is fully supportive of our presence. Development programs on the ground have been key to us maintaining our strong social license to operate. We're a tax cash payer, or a cash taxpayer, and the government is supportive, as I just said. Safety during the quarter remained excellent. We've had no LTIs, and that's a record dating back to 2017 since the last incident, which is remarkable, I think, given we are predominantly an underground operation. Moving on to slide 4. During the quarter, we officially added the West Kenya project to our suite of assets in August, and shortly after the end of September, we announced the commencement of construction at the Sangita project. These two assets alone, as we have previously announced in the last couple of weeks, add just under $400 million of NPV using a gold price of $1,700 per ounce. And these are examples of real demonstrable value to our shareholders, particularly given our strong balance sheet at the moment. Moreover, now we have a clear path to reaching 220,000 ounces of gold production per year through organic means over the next few years. On to slide 5, and we'll cover some of the highlights of the quarter. Production continued uninterrupted despite coronavirus. We produced 19,973 ounces at a cash cost of $587 per ounce and an all-in sustaining cost of $883 per ounce. Year to date, we've now produced over 62,000 ounces, and we're on track to meet our guidance of 80 to 85,000 ounces at 830 to 880 per ounce. And I must remind you, that was guidance we set at the start of 2020, which was before the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. We have not revised our guidance, and we maintain to the original view that we had at the start of the year. This would mark our third consecutive year of meeting or exceeding our guidance, which I think is a strong testament to the team on the ground. EBITDA during the quarter was a record-setting $22 million, and at spot gold prices, our EBITDA is running up over $90 million per year. Gross debt continues to reduce, and the hedge book was nearly halved again during the quarter. Post-period, and where we sit today, the hedge book is now only 12,000 ounces, which will be fully extinguished, I believe, in the first week or two of January. Moving ahead onto slide 6, the name of the game on this slide really is consistent production and cost base. Operations are stable and resilient. And as I said last quarter, we have no reason not to expect something similar in terms of production going into the future. The AISC reflects the higher gold price environment, where royalties now account for about $130 of our $883 per ounce during the quarter. This is unfortunately a good problem to have given the high gold price. On to slide 7, and there are a lot of numbers on the slide, so I will summarize. Cast your eye onto the tons milled during the quarter at 181,036 tons. This is a new all-time record for the new Luica Gold Plant. This will step up to around 195,000 tons per quarter sometime in Q1 2021 with the addition of our 10-ton-an-hour plant. The realized gold price is the second number to cast your eye on during the quarter, which reflects the blend of spot and forward sales that we realized on our gold sales. The upshot here is that virtually all of 2021 production will be sold at spot. Now, the final number to look at, which I think is in particular of importance, are the recoveries. Because at the start of 2021, following the installation of an oxygen plant on our site, which is widely used around the world at most gold processing plants, we expect to see an improvement in recoveries. Now, we're not giving a number on that, and we will provide an update on that improvement as we realize it over the course of next year. But again, that's a very good example of small capital investment for really quick payback. On to slide 8. Underground production performed well during the quarter again. Mining has recommenced at the Luica underground deposit, with ore extracted from all three active underground deposits during the quarter. Recent drilling results in September that we announced and reserve upgrades that we announced point to additional life at the Luica deposit, which is pleasing. We have also opened new sources of ore from the Shamba open pit. We've mined the BC East open pit. And overall, our strategy is to maintain highest operational flexibility in our mining approach. On to slide 9. The headline of this slide is that EBITDA of $72 million annualized, based on the first three quarters of the year, is using an average gold price of $1,530 per ounce. So at $1,900 per ounce, which is where the gold price currently hovers, EBITDA is much higher. New Luica is a cash-generative gold mine with sustainable production for many years to come. It is the underpinning floor to the valuation of Shanta overall. On to slide 10, and now our portfolio with three assets in two countries consists of 3.2 million ounces of reserves and resources. The New Luica gold mine pillar shown in this graph is about one-third of the total assets containing 3.2 million ounces. The story here on slide 10 is around drilling and what we hope to do with the different assets, and I'll take you through that now. At New Luica, we are actively drilling on the mining licenses and across the region with pleasing results. Earlier this quarter, in September, we announced the results from the mining license and reserve upgrade, and more recently, we've been drilling at the Porcupine South deposit, or target, I should say, and early results look pretty good. We'll provide an update when we're ready and when appropriate. At the West Kenya project, in terms of the reserves and resources, we will start drilling this quarter before 2020, and that will target the first 150 meters below surface. That is a small amount of drilling, about 9,000 meters, which will cost us just under about $1 million to do, and people, assets, and teams are being deployed in the right places to start that hopefully next month. And then finally, at Singida, drilling will be part of a process to do condemnation drilling for the plant to test the ground. And so we will move the RC rig to between Corn Patch and Corn Patch West. We ran IP there last year. We had some pretty interesting results in terms of anomalies that we'll be testing, again, near surface. Need I remind you that Singida's reserves are 91% of them are within 120 meters of surface. So there is a huge upside in terms of being able to drill and extend mine life and reserves. I will pass on to Luke, who's on the call, to take us through slides 11 and 12 before taking a few questions. Luke?
Thanks, Eric. Last week, Shanta announced the West Kenya Project scoping study highlights. This included an NPV on the existing resource only at West Kenya, which is on a resource of 1.2 million ounces. Remember, the exploration target here in and around the Rouyn-Noranda corridor is 3 million ounces. So the NPV on the existing resource was calculated at $340 million using a $1,700 an ounce gold price and an 8% discount rate. EBITDA at spot gold for West Kenya would be expected to generate $138 million a year, which would roughly double the expected EBITDA from New Luika and Singida combined. The AISC is at an extremely low $681 an ounce, and that's driven by the very high grades. Just moving on to slide 12, briefly on Singida. We also very recently announced the beginning of construction at Singida, with early construction works completed. We've said that the first gold pour is expected in 2022, towards the end of 2022. And Singida will start out as a modest operation in terms of production, but it has very high exploration potential. And we believe that Singida can expand over time to become a much more significant operation. With that, Eric, I'll hand back to you for closing comments.
Thank you, Luke. There are a number of catalysts, particularly around exploration, over the coming months, and we believe we will continue to invest in those areas to generate value. With that, I'll hand back to the operator and take any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name before posing a question. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everybody the opportunity to signal for questions. Thank you. It appears that there are no questions at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, Grace. I appreciate everyone showing the interest in joining the call today. We will continue to provide updates. With that, I'll end the call and adjourn.
This concludes today's call. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your participation.